Ali Moore. Mornings on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Work has begun to document Russian war crimes, and legal experts here in Australia are part of that process, collecting evidence to present to the International Criminal Court. William Lai is a Melbourne barrister and he's leading the legal team for what's been called Project Sunflower. William Lai, welcome to the program.
Ali, thank you for having me.
So as I understand it, Project Sunflower will focus on the nearly 2,500 Ukrainians who have arrived in Australia?
Yes, there are many just making their way right through to Australia, but of course not all of them would have witnessed the atrocities or are victims themselves. So we have to go through a process where we are able to identify those who would add value to the investigations that the International Criminal Court's Prosecution Office are investigating.
So what sort of evidence are you looking for?
Well, evidence, direct evidence are the best evidence. Either they are involved as a victim of the crime themselves or they have directly witnessed atrocities. Now, you've got to remember that at the International Criminal Court, they focus on four crimes. War crimes is a traditional one. Then you've got crimes against humanity, crimes of aggression, crimes of genocide. So they are the kinds of crime, and it's got to be of the most serious crimes of concern to the international community. Now, a lot of people who are out of Ukraine or Ukrainians who might have been on holidays, etc., cannot go back to their homeland. So they are going elsewhere around the world, Canada, the United States, the UK, and indeed Australia. So many of them may not have had witnessed firsthand the atrocities. They may not be from the region that's most problematic at the moment, which is on the eastern side. And so what we're trying to do is to ensure that everyone has a voice. If they have something that they can share, especially direct evidence, knowledge of what has happened, that they observe it, they are the ones that the ICC would be very interested to, at some stage, see whether or not they can provide the evidence necessary for prosecution to take place.
How important is it, William Lai, that this evidence is collected in real time? We're not talking about a war that is over and the history is being poured over. This is happening in real time.
It is critical because what happens at the level when charges are eventually being laid is that the prosecutor has to show by admissible evidence, evidence that they collect contemporaneously or in real time, as you mentioned, the sort of evidence that will go to prove the crime. Now, it's not much use to get secondhand evidence and hearsay evidence. And so the prosecutor's office are on the ground collecting those evidence, either interviewing witnesses, collecting the kinds of evidence by photographs, or those who have been there at the time when the atrocities have taken place. They have taken the photographs, the videos, and those evidence are critical. And what we don't want to do is to duplicate those things, and we can't.
No, but I imagine interviewing people who have fled Ukraine, those who have come to Australia, even if they've come forward and say that they do have valuable information, it's a very difficult process, isn't it? Because these people are traumatised.
It is very difficult. And the first thing, the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organisations, what they are doing is to ensure that the humanitarian aspects and the trauma, all those things are taken care of. People are traumatized. This is a war that no one wants to have, but they unfortunately are facing it. And so the first thing is to address that. And so it'll be very difficult to do that. Now, it's not really our role to go through those statements. What we need to do is to identify the victims or witnesses get some information and then provide those relevant information to the ICC's office.
You're listening to William Lai, who's a Melbourne barrister, and he's leading the legal team for what's been called Project Sunflower. William Lai, once this information is collected globally, and obviously this is going to be an ongoing process, but it goes to the International Criminal Court. And what then? Because as I understand it, the court will only prosecute if someone is in front of them. They don't prosecute in absentia.
Yes, that's correct. And it is very difficult. The process began from the ICC's point of view when Crimea was invaded. Now, you recall that's probably 8-9 years ago.
Well, 2014, yes.
Yes, yeah. And so it's a long process. And so long as the perpetrators are still there at the helm, it will be very difficult. It takes a long time to get through. The former Yugoslavia a special tribunal was set up, and it took 24 years to prosecute to the end all those perpetrators that they were able to identify. So the first thing is to collect information by way of victim identification, witnesses. Not everyone will be in Australia. Most of those people will be back in Ukraine and around the surrounding countries in Ukraine. A lot of other countries are involved. And so this is where Australia is leading the way as well, coming together in that capacity. And my team and I are just one part of that global effort to ensure that people are in fact held accountable, and that we champion the value system that we have. So we bring our skill sets in order to assist.
And are you confident that people will be held to account? Do you have faith in the system that there will be real consequences?
Every system, criminal justice system, there's great confidence that lawyers have with the judges, judiciary, with practitioners. But at the end of the day, this is in the hands of the International Criminal Court prosecutor, Karim Khan QC, and his team. They have to lay charges first. So there's a long process. First, they've got to identify witnesses, collect evidence, and then decide who would be able to give those evidence that would lead to a conviction. It's not much point running a prosecution, A, without people, and B, even if you had those people, you can't prosecute them because of either head of state immunity or they can't be located. So the first thing is to ensure that we preserve the evidence as much as we can. Now, from our point of view in Australia, while there are a lot of refugees and others who are coming here on humanitarian grounds and other grounds, there would likely be less people who have direct knowledge of what's going on. But nevertheless, they equally have a very important story to document. And they may choose not to do so, or they may choose to do so for other reasons.
And William Lai, what about just, witness accounts? But, for example, I have a text here saying that you need to speak to Ukrainian Australians who are getting daily phone calls describing the atrocities committed against friends, family and neighbours. They've got locations, names, possibly footage. Is that too third party? You know, what's the limitations on what evidence you can take?
I think a lot of people have different stories that they wish to share and tell, and some might be hearsay, being told from family and friends, etc. I think what's important is that they make notes of all those things and gather those things and simply preserve as much as they can. If they are victims of crime, or in fact they have direct first-hand eyewitness account, then if they are in Ukraine, the authorities in Ukraine will assist them. If they are outside Ukraine in other neighboring countries, then there are those legal counterparts there that would assist them. Now, from our point of view in Australia, certainly the Australian Federation of Ukrainian Organization, they are there to help and assist people from Ukraine in Australia. And talk to the community in Australia and they will be able to assist you.
William Lai, thank you very much for telling us a bit about Project Sunflower, and we wish you all the best with your work.
Thank you, Ellie, and all the best.
William Lai there, Melbourne barrister, and he's leading the legal team for Project Sunflower.